Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
I am living testament that the cliche about regretting quitting piano lessons is absolutely true. I only took lessons for a short time as a kid before my whining succeeded and my mother allowed me to quit. Determined to push my own children to do better than their mother and understand the lifelong benefits of music, I've enrolled all three in piano from the time they were four. This means that I have now been forcing kids, whining and griping, to practice for well over a decade. When people have told me to enjoy my kids' childhoods while I can because those precious moments will go by before I know it, I don't think they were talking about the moments spent forcing kids to practice music. During the years that this self-flagellation has been going on, I have collected quite an assortment of kids' excuses and ploys to avoid practicing. Millicent, my now 16-year-old daughter, was my guinea pig child, as many oldest children are. I enrolled her with a local teacher, expecting she would become a virtuoso within a few short months. I was shocked when she expressed a deep desire to quit lessons about 2 minutes into the first practice session. I told her she could quit at the end of eighth grade, a dictum I held to until she came to the realization that she was getting too good to quit, and she really didn't want to let her music go after all. She still takes lessons and is highly involved in the school music program, mostly due to my incredibly stellar parenting skills. Nevertheless, the struggle was real getting her to that point, and after years of hearing more whining from the music room than actual piano playing, I admit I was ready to throw in the sheet music. Millie's most creative reason for not practicing was, "My teacher told me not to because I might get confused if I, work on my own." My middle child, Dashiell, perpetuated probably the most elaborate scheme to avoid practice, but it kind of backfired on him. He decided that he would record himself practicing, then play the recording while he messed with his Legos. The idea was that I would hear from the other room and think he was busy doing scales, like the dedicated young prodigy that he was. The funny thing was, he was never satisfied with his recording, so he kept erasing it and re-recording it over and over until he had practiced for 2 hours. Dashiell was also famous for saying things like, "When I die sitting miserably at this piano, you're really going to regret that you made me do this. You'll wish you'd let me live out my last days having fun with my Legos." Thus far, though, Dashiell is the only one who has harangued me into allowing him to quit before the eighth grade. He took up the Barry saxophone in order to get out of the piano, and something clicked. He became serious about practicing that instrument without me even telling him to, and eventually I gave in and allowed him to drop piano at the end of his seventh grade year in favor of more lessons with the sax. It remains to be seen whether my littlest one, Clementine, will manage to wear me down before the eighth grade. Last week alone, she gave the following excuses for not practicing. Number one, the light bulb in the music room is burned out and it's too dark. It wasn't. Number two, she had a migraine. Her migraine did not prevent her from watching cartoons turned up to full volume. Number three, her back was too itchy. Number four, she was too terrified by the scary story Dashiell had told her the night before. Number five, Grandma told her she didn't have to. Number six, she had practiced in her imagination for several hours. I will keep up the good fight in hopes that none of my kids arrive at my age with musical regret. I hope to spend my golden years listening to the sounds of my adult children telling their own kids, "If my childhood was made miserable by a parent forcing me to practice, then by golly, yours will be too."
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with production assistance by Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Have a wonderful week, everyone.